COVID-19 pandemic restrictions have been lifted in New York in recent weeks, and sports stadiums, theaters, and restaurants and bars are opening back up. The New York State Capitol, though, remains closed to the public.
Our families are suffering, and we can't wait.
Advocates who want parole laws changed to allow elderly incarcerated persons the chance for a parole hearing camped in tents on the lawn outside and gave speeches through a bullhorn, perhaps hoping that they would be heard inside the Capitol's 6-foot-thick granite walls. Scott Wexler with the Empire State Restaurant and Tavern Association was part of a news conference held in an underground hallway by the Capitol's security checkpoints because that was the closest that he and restaurant owners could get to the Assembly and Senate chambers. Wexler believes the inability to gain direct access to lawmakers hurt the chances of passage of a bill that would extend the pandemic alcohol-to-go rule for takeout meals.
There's a lot of misinformation that's been put out. Well, if you can't get to talk to legislators, if you can't get in their offices, if you can't meet them for meetings, then it's very hard to dissuade the disinformation.
Democrats who lead both houses of the legislature have said they were waiting for Governor Cuomo's Office of General Services, which maintains the Capitol, to determine a date for reopening. Several weeks ago, a spokesman for the agency said a reopening was occurring soon. Assembly Republican Minority Leader Will Barkley says the closure is unfortunate.
We come from the people's house. They call it the people's house. It's a little odd that we don't actually have people at the people's house.
Another difference this year is there is no major end-of-session agreement on a variety of bills by Cuomo and legislative leaders, known in Albany parlance as the Big Ugly. Cuomo, who's facing multiple scandals, including allegations of sexual harassment, a federal investigation into COVID nursing home death numbers, and an assembly impeachment inquiry, has been disengaged from end-of-session talks. Cuomo, who denies any wrongdoing, said he didn't really need anything from the legislature. He said almost everything he wanted was completed earlier in the year as part of the state budget. But he was seeking Senate confirmation of a slate of judges and other appointments to public boards.
For me, the main thing to get done are the appointments and the Senate confirmations of the appointees. That's really my priority.
The governor received approval for 2 nominees for the state's courts, although 10 senators voted against the choice of Nassau County DA Madeline Singus as a Court of Appeals judge. Cuomo, who for months has avoided any public appearances at the Capitol, spent part of the week in New York City, where he appeared at events, including one to reopen the Tribeca Film Festival.
How beautiful is this?
He also touted the state's declining COVID positivity rates, perhaps counting on the public to be more concerned with the waning coronavirus than the activities of the legislature.
The state of New York has the lowest COVID positivity rate in the entire country.
While the last official day of the 2021 session was Thursday, the Assembly's impeachment inquiry, begun in March, is continuing. If the Judiciary Committee were to decide there's enough evidence to impeach Cuomo, then lawmakers would have to return for impeachment proceedings and a Senate trial. But the committee has not set a timeline for when a decision might be made. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.